we know. Is it actual corruption being ferreted out, or is it just Elon Musk self-dealing at epic billion-dollar level proportions? What is corruption anyways? Is it trading political favors for dismissing criminal charges pending against the mayor of New York City? Now, apparently, again, more breaking news that three federal prosecutors have resigned out of the Southern District of New York. And just so you all know, if you hate corruption, if you think Wall Streeters and the economic elites, the billionaire class, are getting away with all sorts of shenanigans, the number one office in the country for prosecuting financial crimes, for the screwing of Americans, is the Southern District of New York. People exiting that office who are career frontline prosecutors, who know what corruption actually looks like, you know, like the mayor of New York City doing really nice things for a foreign government without reporting them and then covering it up and making it look like legitimate campaign donations when it's not really not, when it's not really that, and taking first class plane tickets in exchange for other favors. Yeah, that could, if you want prosecutors that actually know what corruption looks like, that actually stand up for the financial people that get away with all sorts of misdeeds, yeah, that's in Wall Street. That's the Southern District of New York. This is not good. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great co-host with me today, Tom Paulswitz. And each and every one of you, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Join this conversation. Tom, there's been a
lot. Maggie, I'm just going to chime in real quick on the Southern District. I think these people are showing tremendous integrity by saying, I would rather leave this position that I love, that I've worked so hard to get, and really am doing great things, instead of bowing the knee to Donald Trump and doing something that totally lacks integrity. So kudos to them. I hope they land someplace great. But it damages the office. And all the things you just said right? They are absolutely in flux, and it's going to damage our country.
Horse trading for favors, right? Yes. That is what's happening with the billionaire class and Donald Trump. He's basically put a sign outside the White House, outside of every federal agency headquarters, and it said, open for bribes. Please come and bribe us with whatever donations or grift or graft you can get away with. And by the way, we'll only investigate the people that have voiced political disagreement. That's the whole game. It is out front. It is in the open.
Yep.
And it's not going to serve the middle class at all. Whether or not people get that is in large part irrelevant to what the actual impacts on people's quality of life. And a lot of the impacts of corruption are indirect.
Yes.
Right. And it takes a while for that system to become completely corrupted. They're accelerating it, I think, at an unbelievable warp speed. But those effects will come to roost, no doubt. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I briefly want to just share some of the reporting on the impacts of Trump's trade war, of Trump's taxes on the middle class via tariffs, on businesses and regular folks right here in Wisconsin. According to an economist from the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, the imposition of tariffs on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China, as well as these reciprocal tariffs, Wisconsin consumers would see a, quote, substantial increase in costs in general. Those are three greatest trading partners as a state. Prices will be going up for groceries, fuel, cars, machinery, appliances, electronics, toys, and clothing, fruits and vegetable. Housing will get more expensive. There's a reason why we trade, and there's a reason why corporations and manufacturers specialize, and that allows us to consume a variety of goods and services at the lowest prices possible. It is impossible to think that we're going to produce mangoes in Wisconsin. It's just too cold here. It's unlikely that we're going to produce soybeans in the south of China because it's just too hot and wet. you cannot stand up supply chains. You cannot close a plant in Canada and pop one up in Wisconsin overnight. Stuff can take decades. We import a lot of farming equipment from abroad here. Here's another one. You were talking about, sort of what I'm going to call the tariff corruption, which is, and I'm going to call it regulatory corruption, right? Yes. Like, oh, Donald Trump will deregulate AI and tech to benefit Zuckerberg and Elon because they're supporters, right? And in response, he will also, in that transaction, he's also going to put tariffs in place to protect them against countries, foreign countries that try to regulate those industries.
Yes.
Right? This is the problem. This one is absolutely unbelievable. Chuck Grassley, of all people, is asking Donald Trump to exempt potash from Canadian tariffs.
Yes.
Because potash is a major fertilizer in agriculture, and we almost exclusively get it from Canada. Guess what the Wisconsin ag business needs? Fertilizer.
Potash.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we need that.
And it's also useful in the cement industry. So, I mean, there's just a...
it's one of those things.
Right.
$2 billion in annual commodity crop sales, gone. That's USAID. That's going to impact Wisconsin farmers. There are a bunch of grants and reimbursements that have been canceled, impacting farmers here in Wisconsin. Canadian companies canceling contracts because they can't do the correct amount of physical planning or supply chain planning, so they're just canceling them. 41% of the food aid provided by USAID is purchased from American farmers.
Yes.
Oops. That's not going to hurt Wisconsin at all, is it?
Right. There's a half a billion dollars of food sitting in warehouses right now, spoiling.
It's just going to rot.
Just going to rot because
it's not going
anywhere. Yes. Yeah.
How about this? Money. Here's Austin Ramirez, Chief Executive Officer of Husco International, a Waukesha-based engineering and manufacturing firm for industries including automotive and off-highway equipment. Trump's policies will, quote, certainly create inflationary pressures. It's going to impact a lot of our suppliers. We move to a just-in-time manufacturing approach, right, which is people don't stock the imported or the products that they need to manufacture final products. This is insane. Like, JIT is going to shut down or at least cause major supply chain disruptions and price increases in a number of Wisconsin industries.
Right. And we all know that most of the inflation that we went through was caused by supply chain difficulties during COVID. You know, I think the other thing, Maggie, and I know you've said this before too, is that one of the ways to create a less warfare environment is to have free trade between countries. And the more international trade there is, the likelihood of war happening between the countries goes down substantially. So this is unwinding that. This is creating a much more dangerous environment across the world. And so this America First idea is being played out in this way, but it's also going to make our country less safe. Less safe and less able to protect itself. But that's there's a whole topic there, isn't there?
Yeah, because it's these things are interrelated. You cannot pursue economic isolationism and not have that impact your foreign affairs and your security. It's sort of one of the original justifications for increased globalization, because if you have a trading relationship, it's harder to go to war with that trading partner. Globalization has its problems. It didn't work as hoped. And yet, you can't look at these things as if they're siloed. It simply doesn't work that way. Also, Trump's embrace of corruption is not going to help bring down global corruption, which is terrible and not very good for American safety and security.
Did they just get rid of the Foreign Bribery Act?
Yeah, basically. So they've
gutted it.
Exactly. Eric Ice, Isbister, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's the CEO at GenMet, a metal fabrication company in Mequon, said, "I've been here for 26 years, proud to say I never laid anybody off, but if I make a bad decision on material purchases, building improvements, or a machinery purchase, the only thing I have left is to lay people off." Again, the CEO, Austin Ramirez at Husco, said this: "Our job is to make sure that we, Husco, don't get caught in the middle. So we're going to pass on those increased costs to our customers." Rockwell, right. Harley, they're all freaking out.
Of course.
This is bad. We're also hearing reports out of some of the people working in local and state government that they're already seeing increased costs.
Yes.
For the thing. And listen, government consumes a lot of goods. And trust me, that will eat through your taxpayer dollars as if we had extra to go around. Let's go to the phones. We got Jack from Merrimack. You're on the air, Jack. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Let me start out with a statement, and then please feel free to correct me if this is not right. But it seems like Trump and his minions have repeatedly violated laws. Trump can't unilaterally throw out birthright citizens, and his right. minions can't legally close departments established by Congress. You can't
Correct.
Withhold funds, if I understand the Impoundment Act, although his minions, his department head, certainly could mess with that. But some of these are violations against state laws, too. For instance, every state I know has got laws against accessing private information like Social Security and bank account numbers. So here's my question. It's two parts. First of all, do you think we'll have real elections in 2 and 4 years? Because if people are effectively disenfranchised, even red states, I'm pretty sure all bets are off. There's no way to get these MAGAs out. And secondly, I realize Trump could easily create a list of everyone from the 20-year-old hackers to probably himself, given the SCOTUS composition, and blanket pardon them like he did the 1,500 or so domestic terrorists. But he can't do the same for state charges, and as far as I know, can't alter civil suits in state courts either. Hopefully when the MAGAs are voted out, even 4 years after the fact, does the statute of limitations, has it been exceeded by then? Couldn't the minions and even Trump be charged for these violations of state statutes and sued for damages in civil court?
Great questions, Jack. Let's try. The first one was about that most of what he's doing is illegal. It's also not self-executing. What I mean by that is to say the executive orders don't operate once he signs his name with a big Sharpie. Agencies actually have to take actions. That means, again, that there is all of this litigation, more cases every day that are resulting in injunctions. Even the case that where the injunction was lifted yesterday, it was only lifted. This was about the buyout offer to federal
right.
employees.
Yes.
It was only lifted based on standing. That'll get refiled by plaintiffs with more direct standing. Another injunction just issued about transgender care. Like every single day, there's 45 plus cases, some of them proceeding before Republican appointed judges that are stopping what he's doing. I went into some detail about this on Wednesday. What he's doing is largely illegal. If he actually had a mandate, if he actually had strength, what he would be doing is working with Congress and enacting laws well within constitutional parameters to dismantle the government permanently. The fact that he's not proceeding that way, the fact that he's frankly doing this in a pretty sloppy way, even the EOs that he has executed that are clearly within his powers are vague, hard to implement. He's weak. Don't believe the hype. This isn't strength. This is messy incompetence and weakness in its highest form. We come back, we're going to take more of your calls. I've got a great co-host with me, Tom Paulswitz. I got Jess P.S. on the board. It is Thursday afternoon. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We go back to the phone and text lines after these brief messages.